It's a commendable exercise in the sense that we're just getting a commitment from government. But it's not an issue that people don't know where to go to if they see corruption. They do know, they have seen that when they have tried to report in the past, nothing has happened, and people have just come to one conclusion that whatever is obtaining is the support of the government. The corruption that we see is supported by the government. It happens in high government office. It involves government ministers. So everyone had given up on that. They felt it was quite a waste of time to even engage on whistleblowing on corruption issues. Because since time immemorial, since independence, there's never been a commitment from our government to deal with issues of corruption.
Without any incentives, do you see members of the public forthcoming?
They might be forthcoming, because I know a lot of Zimbabweans don't believe in corruption. But from experience, I do not see them now all of a sudden thinking that the government is committed to dealing with corruption, and then they will start coming up and exposing it. I think there will be a bit of skepticism drawn from previous experience that ultimately whatever they say or do, nothing would happen. It's a culture which has been created, which is ingrained in Zimbabweans' minds, that issues of corruption are part of government. They are part of the system. Everyone is corrupt. What do we do about it? But if there is a commitment, if some people report and action is taken, precise action, concrete action, I think people will come out and report a lot of this malfeasance taking place.
How would you assess the Anti-Corruption Commission? It's been there for a couple of years now.
This is the same lack of commitment from those in power in dealing with the issues of corruption. And we saw that with the way the Anti-Corruption Commission was treated. Despite being set in place, nothing has happened. There's been no commitment. They have failed to deal with any issues of corruption. And in the only instance when they tried to do that, we saw commissioners being arrested.